And yeah, as a result, I mean, it's been a good thing, because as a consequence, my wife and I started eating more fruits, vegetables, exercising more. And really, these are things we know we ought to be doing. You know, I don't need to eat a half a piece of pizza or half a pizza.
A piece at a time.
Yeah, piece at a time. I should eat a half a piece. So.
Are you actually eating peas
now? No, I haven't sunk that low. But it does tie into what we were sharing about being good stewards of our body, and that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God has, He has called us as Christians to live our life deliberately, that we don't do things just for no reason or just haphazardly. We consider what we do, even with regard to eating. You know, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether then you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." Romans 14:17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit." You know, there's this balance in life. I mean, ultimately, everything we do is for the glory of God, and it's to glorify Him. But again, He's made us stewards of our bodies here on earth, and we're responsible for the things that God has given us. And exercising, eating right, is a good way to take care of this temple of the Holy Spirit that God has entrusted for us through this season. In 1 Timothy 4:8, though, it does say, and again, I'm seeing this whole balance in life, that physical training has some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the one to come. You know, Paul in 1 Corinthians 6:12, he's mainly talking in this chapter in 1 Corinthians 6 about immorality and not letting that enter into your body. But he also goes on to say that everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Have you ever considered what you're being mastered by in your own life, whether it's overindulgence in food? I know a lot of times people are feeling down, they eat. Because it's like something to grab, to cling to. There's comfort in that. As opposed to clinging to God and finding, which is a harder thing to do when you're in that place, is to seek after God. Although sometimes it's an easier thing to do because you cry out. And just as I was kind of researching this all week, I'm just coming more and more in touch with the balance of life. We do need to take care of ourselves. I should be eating more, maybe not peas, but fruits and vegetables and better throughout my life. You know, when you're young and you know you're indestructible, you don't think about those things. But as you grow older, you become more in touch with that and you gain more wisdom in it. So I would further encourage you to take care of yourself, as you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God is to be glorified in your body and in your life and in every aspect. And let's pray. God, thank you for this body you've given us. And Lord, we do pray that we would be good stewards of it. Lord, that you would be glorified in our physical bodies in all we do, that we would be a blessing to each other. Lord, that we would be a blessing to you with how we live.